Yes, I think that, you know, the news that we have, that Yasser Arman, during a conference held in the South, saying that the SPLM will agree and accept unity if the post of president to be between the North and South. One term for the South and one term for the North. And also another condition that the revenue of the petrol should be more than what is now. Because he said that the South is in need of the revenue of petrol for development, as now a lot of need, a great deal of need for the infrastructure and services. And also he said that if the North actually wants unity, the SPLM and the NCP should work together not to adopt the Islamic clause. This is actually it is something, again, this is an offer which is not considered to come from SPLM leader, and because we have now one candidate. Either such offers to come by Salva Kiir Mohamed, who is the chairman, or through the presidential institution, as Salva Kiir Mohamed, the governor of the South, is a member in this institution, body. All the time, if there is something like that to be discussed in this body, which is called presidential institution, or at least it should come officially from SPLM. That is, this is SPLM opinion. But when this is coming from Yasser Arman, Yasser Arman is marginated actually, and he was the previous chairman of SPLM Northern Sector. And now there is nothing called Northern Sector of SPLM, because now SPLM is going and is calling for secession. And I don't think now there is any activity for the Northern Sector of SPLM in the North. And even Yasser Arman, during the interim period when he was very active and he was a member of the interim assembly, National Assembly, at that time he was very disturbing, all the time creating a lot of problems between SPLM and NCP, and maybe he was a major, element of making trouble and igniting fire between the two parties. That is why we don't consider this declaration by Yasser Arman, as he has no weight, as he has no position, and I think that now Yasser Arman is trying to do something by declaring such information.
Some people have accused President Bashir of introducing a Taliban-style government by saying that if the South secedes, then the Sharia law will be the main law of the land. What do you say to that?
You know, actually, Mr. Peter, Sharia and other customs and cultural beliefs of the South, both of them are the main sources of legislation. Sharia is in interim constitution, and Sharia was there since a long time. But this, when the SCP signed the CPA with the SPLM on the year 2005, according to the will of SPLM, we have added the laws of the South, which are not coming originally from any religion. It is only customs and traditions and different cultures of the Southern tribe. And when the secession is taking place, or if the secession takes place after January 2011, basically this part of the legislation will be removed, and what is left is Sharia.
So do you agree with people that say that even the assertion that Sharia will be the main law in the north would hamper peace talks between Khartoum and the Darfur rebels? What do you say to that?
Actually, we are not going according to the rebels or to one group. This is, it is the will of the people. If the people of the Sudan, the majority of them, saying that we don't want Sharia, Sharia will not be implemented because the minority cannot impose any laws on the majority. This is something not to be decided by al-Bashir himself, but this is the will of Sudan people, even the Koreans also. And, we are not ready to give a response to only pressure groups like rebels and others. Because Sharia is will not be implemented against some people. Sharia, it is not only punishments and others. Sharia is a code of life. Everything economically, socially, and I don't think that there is a Muslim who will say that he will not need or he doesn't want Sharia. Because Islam is not Sharia only. Islam is each and everything, and Sharia is each and everything. Some concept, wrong concept of the people, they consider Sharia only laws, criminal laws. Sharia is not like that. Sharia is a way of dealing with people, cooperation, and organizing of the economic system and conciliate between different groups, removal of conflicts, cooperation with the African and Arab and the international community. This is Sharia, according to our concept. But unfortunately, some people, they consider Sharia only punishment. No. All through the history of Islam, punishment for example, who steal something or who are committed as a thief, not implemented maybe one or two times for more than 300 years. This is the wrong concept.